everybody, Anis Abramowitz here, your scenario design helper. So, hope you guys are doing fantastic and you're having a wonderful week. Where I'm at is hot as hell. Seriously, I'm like this. Okay, so I used to live in Tofino, and there you had maybe 3 or 4 really hot days. Those are the days you made it to the beach. The tourists always go to the beach even if it's cold because they want to see the beach. But we'd go to the beach, and even to just stay, like, maintain the heat, you'd have to lie really close to the sand so that you wouldn't feel all those winds, because it's always windy. So you could get burnt and not feel it. Here, Sook, holy moly, it's just a sauna steam room bake sheet. You got it all. It's amazing. Anyways, the reason I'm talking to you today is because I really wanted to clarify exactly when you would use a scenario. And one of the things that happened to me a couple of years back is, and I just wanted to stress this because I think that one of the things that I can maybe hopefully add a little bit of value to your life is you get to learn from my mistakes. And boy, have there been many. Oh my God. but you focus on the wins, right? Focus on the wins. So one of the things was that the danger with scenarios is that they're absolutely phenomenal at basically being good in almost all kinds of situations, right? You're like, hey, let's build a scenario, and guess what? It'll work. The problem with that is, as well, is the fact that when you come into any situation wanting to have a scenario, like, leading with that, then the problem is that you, one, might come off as kind of like the person with the hammer, right? Like, all you see is nails. Or the person who just wants to push their own agenda, even if, let's say, the scenario is actually a good fit, but because you're leading with that, it sounds like you're not actually doing the right kind of analysis, right? And that's what I want to help you prevent here, because that's exactly what happened to me. So I was commissioned for a project, and the person said, we need scenarios. And I was like, okay, great. I do that, right? And we made some awesome scenarios. Phenomenal. It was for a call center for a large customer. And I said, let's pick the biggest, most costly problems that somebody could possibly have in this call center that, you know, that the clients or the call reps take. And so the subject matter expert identified these 2 or 3 situations that were extremely, when done improperly, were extremely costly. And the great thing was is that they were, in fact, very costly transactions. However, when I ran it by the call center reps, the ones who actually took the calls, they said, oh, yeah, this is awesome, but, you know, I only, like, maybe take a call like this once a year. Now, what's the problem with that? Here's the problem with that. If you were only going to take the call once a year, then maybe the best thing to do is actually to build you a really sweet job aid or a piece of performance support, something that pops up the minute that kind of call is identified or something flags it. You get some special protocol because people mess up on this. Nobody is going to go through a scenario while they're on that call, and nobody is going to remember what the hell they went through a year from the time they went through that scenario, right? Was that a good decision? Obviously no, right? So you have to be very careful because the scenario is going to turn out rocking, right? You got the framework, you know how to interview the expert, everybody's got a great story, you know how to pull it out, and then you realize it's useful. It's useless, and it's not useful. So here's some, so in addition to figuring out, you know, if a scenario is a good fit, you got to also figure out, here's, like, I'm going to give you 3 ideas on why you should use a scenario. And there's more, but these are just the 3 I'm going to talk about today. So the first one is, let's say you have a ton of information at your organization. And a lot of times what's amazing is when I talk to people, at these big organizations or just organizations that have been around quite a bit and have developed their own training, they have tons of awesomeness, tons of stuff sitting around in an LMS, tons of training. I mean, I remember I'd be coming into organizations as an employee and they'd be like, yeah, let's do this again. And then, you know, I want you to develop this. And then you look in the LMS and there's like three different versions of somebody else's work that basically say the same exact thing, right? So it's not that we lack information. And now I always think, okay, well, there's people out there that in this organization that are rock stars already and they use this old unsexy info. So what is it, right? And maybe the problem is that those people have not actually recognized that there is this resource exists, period. Sometimes things are hidden in like actually finding learning in like a SharePoint site and stuff can be sometimes so terrible. And it's funny because I think that a lot of times we launch this beautiful stuff and nobody ever sees it because it's hidden behind files and pages and hidden, and nobody actually leverages the marketing department to market things internally. Like they don't understand that marketing is actually a part of that, that process of launching learning, right? Now the other piece is, so your scenario really could be the piece that helps people identify that they have a gap. And the minute that they've actually figured out that there's a situation that they're not performing in as well as they thought, or that they need some help making a decision in, you can very securely and beautifully provide them with the info that they're missing. Be like, here's our LMS. Look, there's the topics you're looking for. Boom. Another one is when the cost of mistakes is high, right? Now, my story is about the cost of mistakes being high. And It's good if the cost of mistakes is high, plus it is a high frequency activity. So in my case, in my bad example, I had a cost of mistakes is high, but it only happens once a year. Not a good candidate for a scenario. But if the cost of, practice or the cost of mistakes is high, and the frequency of performing that action is high, or it is one of those actions that needs to be learned before somebody gets to move on to kind of live things or practice. Maybe the practice would help them when they get into like a floor, let's say in the kitchen, they get to practice maybe organizing dishes in or choosing how to cook them in terms of how long they take. So maybe making decisions about the duration of cooking certain things and how to put them in order on the stove. Those are all very important things, right? Imagine if you just, at the very beginning, you had that down. That's awesome. That's a great space for scenario, right? Because it removes any waste. You don't burn anything. And also you get to practice it over and over and over again until you get really good at making the decisions and you can do it with your eyes closed or, you know, not thinking too much. It becomes automatic. So that's a really good one. And then the other thing is when you... also, and I think this also happens with, that information piece is you can have a big repository of resources for your staff. But a lot of times people already think they know everything and you don't have anything new to share and they don't even know when things are going to be helpful to them. So imagine getting a giant manual and then going, this is your book. Go for it and read it because all the stuff in here, it's really helpful and you're going to be, you know, don't worry, when a situation comes up, you're going to know which chapter to go to. And that's completely bogus, right? So you can have still the awesomest manual, but after like 10 pages, I'm going to realize that I can't retain it all. I don't even know when to use it, when to apply it, how to make connections in my brain about when I'm going to use it. It's pretty challenging. So the way to do that is to tell me a story where somebody has to make decisions. They're placed in certain situations and see how I handle it. And then let me figure out that I'm really not good at certain decisions and maybe I need to look for some sort of resources. But the thing is now you're actually providing those resources, even if I didn't perceive a gap. At the time after, I've already seen that they're going to be useful to me. So it's kind of, there's a bad way to go about that too, but But if you're being focusing on like the 20% that's the most important of like decisions in your workplace and making sure that people are at least, you know, super comfortable making those or finding that info, you're going to win. Because most organizations are all over the place with this. They just really have no strategy. Like everybody who says they have a strategy, there's a lot of organizations that they just keep on duplicating, replicating, updating things that without even considering what are they doing and how are they driving people there and what's already working. Can we make that better? So yeah, so scenarios, awesome tool, got to be used the right way when it is used the right way and combined with stories. My gosh, it can be the change. It can be the catalyst for a lot of really solid momentum. But you got to think about how you're going to use it first. Don't walk into the conversation saying it's going to be a scenario because that is going to bite you. You got to be way more analytical to make sure that whatever you're producing is really, really helpful. And then you just get to do more of the helpful stuff. You know, that's all you got to do. So I hope you found this helpful. And if you did, hey, you know, like tell your friends and then we can have a listening party. And then if you have any questions, email me, Anna@annasabramwis.com. Or visit Scenario Design Secrets. I have a video there that you can check out. It really talks about my scenario framework. And also you get to be on my list when I will send you, you know, once in a while, I'll send some fun emails and additional videos. All right. Have a wonderful rest of the day, friends. Bye.